Barney Jack joining us right now, the Republican political analyst for Spectrum Bay News 9. And Barney, were you as shocked as I was to find the Tampa Bay Times didn't have a single word of the story that was blistering everything else yesterday about Hunter Biden and his connections with Burisma and with his dad and all that stuff? No mention of it in the Times this morning.
Well, first of all, welcome back, Jack. And no, I'm not not surprised at all. I mean, you're seeing this concerted effort from both the mainstream media as well as the tech giants, the big tech, to censor this story. And it's really a shame because this is the kind of stuff that they were accusing President Trump of, this kind of double dealing, which was actually occurring under the administration of Barack Obama with Joe Biden's own son. And here we are having evidence of that coming out. And you can guarantee some of the papers and some of the big tech giants are going to be there doing the bidding of the Democrats as we head a few days out from Election Day. It's sad, but I'm not surprised.
Bernie, what are your takeaways from the long day we saw yesterday once again at Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing?
I thought she wrapped it up very well. I thought she made a great impression to the American people. She demonstrated a very poised, professional image, and she clearly articulated her judicial philosophy of reading the law as is, applying it as is, and not making it up. And I think the nation was very well served by her being there at that hearing. It's unfortunate that some of the Democrats still tried to make this very political, and not only political, but personal, coming after her, in particular with Senator Harris, you know, who's running for VP, and Booker. They never miss an opportunity to basically try to call her a racist. And this was very astounding, and I think it's going to have some blowbacks with the electorate.
Well, especially since she is the mother of two black children that they've adopted. It's kind of hard to call somebody like that a racist.
Right. Imagine being a mom of a large family and then adopting two children, two black children from Haiti, and being called a racist. I mean, this is the world we're living in right now, and I hope the American people are seeing through this. And it's a playbook, right? It didn't matter who was nominated. There was going to be some kind of allegation that they're somehow racially insensitive, if not flat-out racist, and leave it to some senators to still do it when it's a mother of black children.
Well, we're not going to see the debate that had been scheduled for October 15th. But both candidates are going to be making big appearances tonight, and one's going to be on NBC. That'll be Biden. I think he's on NBC doing an hour and a half, and the president is on ABC, and he's going to have an hour.
Flip it.
It's the other way around. Biden on ABC and Trump on NBC, and it'll be interesting to see who draws the most viewers. I know a lot of people are complaining, saying, why are they going against each other? I wanted to watch them both, but you have to pick your winner.
Right. Well, we would have been watching them both if it wasn't for the commission that changed the rules, you know, in the middle of the game without even consulting the Trump campaign and just saying that it had to be a virtual Zoom format debate. The American people would have seen them both tonight on the same stage. But here we are. And so, yeah, it is going to be interesting. If it's anything like the rallies where you have a Joe Biden attracting about seven people, and you got the president, you know, having basically the rock star status as far as the audience is concerned. I think the ratings will probably reflect what we've been seeing in the in-person rallies.
Well, Bernie, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay, the Republican political analyst for Spectrum Bay News 9, which he is bringing you these stories as they happen. Thanks for being on board this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
By the way, Dr. Fauci told Joe Biden this morning,